Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 17, Letter Number 6231, Baruch Hashem, the 8th of Iyar, Tavshin Yud Ches, Brooklyn, Baruchah V'Shalom. And here the Rebbe is guiding this young woman as far as her match, who she should choose. Wow. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter dated the 1st of Iyar, about which you write about suggestions, some honorable suggestions for a marriage, and to one of them she has a drawing of the heart. She's more, but as far as the second suggestion, they told her that he placed a lottery. I'm not sure who is the one that placed the lottery. They didn't tell, apparently, the way it says, they didn't tell her to place the lottery. They told her that he placed the lottery, and the lottery pointed to the other suggestion. So what should she do? She really, her heart tells her one of them, and the lottery that somebody placed, again, I'm not sure who, chose the other part. What should she do? So the Rebbe says, in generally, when it comes to a match, and in both suggestion, the suggestion is about people who are Yirei Shamayim, fear heaven, God-fearing Jews, religious. So the Rebbe says, over there, there is room to decide by where your heart draws you. Whatever your heart pulls you to, that's the place. And the verse says so. The verse says by Rivka, they said, let's call her Venishalu es Pio, and let's ask her what Rivka wants. So what does it mean? Whoever she wants, where she has a drawing of the heart, that's where you go by. The Rebbe said, I haven't heard in these matters about placing a lottery. You know, you don't choose you basherta by putting in a lottery and say, hey, is it A or B? But the Rebbe says, however, it looks from your letter that your father, and maybe he's the one that made the lottery, he is tilting for the second suggestion. So the Rebbe says you should find out what's his reasoning, what's his rationalization. And based on what you find out, to once again try to deal with this about these two suggestions. And the Rebbe says, sometimes it's hard to make a decision in a matter which is so important for life. So the Rebbe says would be proper to consult with those who know the details of these matters and get the input from others. And the Rebbe says he prays, Yiratzen, that the creator of the world and the one who leads it, who supervises on each man and woman with divine, specific, individual supervision, should lead you in the proper way which is good for you. So the Rebbe doesn't necessarily agree to throw a lottery. The Rebbe says, as long as they're both Yiras Shamayim, most of the time you go by where you feel, your heart feels. Now, the fact that there was a lottery, the Rebbe says, I haven't heard such a thing, to decide on a match based on a lottery. The Rebbe says, you go by what you feel, like by Rivka, Nishalo Espiha, but if your father goes for the other one, why don't you verify and find out what's the reasoning? And once you hear his reasoning, go it over again. And the Rebbe says, sometimes it's very hard to make a decision. The Rebbe suggests to consult other friends, and the Rebbe prays for her that Hashem should lead her and guide her to make the right decision, what's good for her and for her life.